Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is a video where this Jewish man wants to give us a little insight. What is it like to be a Jew in Paris? Mm-hmm. And to me personally, you know, that this would be great if somebody would do this in America for as a man of color, by the way, because I would love for people to actually see what it's like. So, but this is a man. He's a Jewish man, and he's walking through Paris, and he's undercover. He has a camera on him, but nobody can see the camera. And understand, our president says, you know, in a paraphrased way, his first speech in Cairo was, "I consider it my job to defend Islam from every negative stereotype, to fight against every negative stereotype of Islam in the world, wherever we found something of that nature." And it's like, are we fighting against what's happening to the Jewish people right now? We call, you know, Christians being beheaded in Libya, Libyan victims. We call Jews being killed in France, random violence. But do we say that it's being done in the name of Islam? Look, this is what's happening as we speak. You can watch. I want you to get ready to read what's being said, because obviously they're going to speak in French. There's not a lot of words. You can actually see the words on the bottom. But he's putting on his hat, and he is walking yarmulke, and he's walking through the streets of
Paris.
And listen to what's said to him. These things, names, and they spit on him, and everything. Just walking through the streets. Is this what we want for Christians and Jews in America? Is this what we want? Well, according to Valerie Jarrett, she said at Stanford University, you can see this, she made a statement that this is her goal, is to bring Islam into America and using the freedom of religion to be able to do it. And she feels like it's been pretty successful, I guess. Mm-hmm. And do we really want this in America? Take a look at this Jewish man walking through France, Paris, I mean.
"10 hours of silent walking through all areas of Paris wearing a kippah. Are you all right? Are you Jewish? I'm joking, the dog will not eat you. Dude, he came here to blank."
From the front and the back.
"Jew. Spitting. Viva Palestine. Homo."
So you're looking at right now, you're looking at that, that's what's taking place. But do we hear our president saying, defending the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
Do we hear people standing up for the cause of the Jews? When they're the ones getting killed. Christians are getting killed. Jews are getting killed. Muslims are being killed too. And I hear people stand up for Muslims, and they surely should stand up. Nobody should be killed. Nobody should. But it's like, this is so obvious. When they're talking about, you know, Muslims are experiencing persecution in America. Hello, look at the Jews and look at the Christians and what's taking place right now. And it's so out of balance, and it's out of kilter. And it's, when you hear Valerie Jarrett talk, as we had on our previous program, her quote, this is what the whole thing is, to bring legitimacy to a religion that denies Jesus Christ into a nation that's a Judeo-Christian nation, which means we're a Jewish Christian nation. That's what the Judeo-Christian nation means. We're a Jewish Christian nation. And when you deny the Jews and you deny Christians, what are we other than a caliphate or an Islamic nation? That's all that's left in regards to that particular paradigm. And we're a Judeo-Christian nation, and we're founded on that. And so when you're talking about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu going to speak at Congress, United Congress, on March the 3rd. This is so important. And they're actually ridiculing him the same way that you're seeing happen right here with in Paris.
This is Valerie's direct quote.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm an Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith, and I'm also an American citizen, and I seek to help change America to be a more Islamic country. My faith guides me, and I feel like it is going well in the transition of using freedom of religion in America against itself. And this is being reported by Charisma News, something that she said, said the statement at Stanford University.
And so they asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, why are you going to Congress to speak? And he replies, why is he going to Washington? Why is he speaking to Congress? And why now? This is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm going to Washington because as the Prime Minister of Israel, it's my obligation to do everything in my power to prevent the conclusion of a bad deal that could threaten the survival of the state of Israel. What a great leader.
Yeah, normal.
Yeah, what a great leader. And the deal is it March the 24th?
March the 24th is the deadline. The
right.
P5 plus one is the all these countries that are coming together, China, the United States, Russia, Great Britain, in regards to the nuclear program, and Germany. And they've been giving sanctions to Iran, all these different, you know, at least
they're working
six.
On nuclear powers, reportedly.
Enrichment, nuclear weapon.
Which means they can bomb Israel, which is a couple feet away.
Right.
It's only 60 miles wide at its widest point. And he's saying, I got to do this in defense of my country. And it's for everybody's well-being that Israel survives, including
Hello?
America. But this is the dangerous thing. I want to encourage you, you know, stay with us towards the end because we're going to pray with you. We're not going to leave this thing undone. We're going to pray and ask God to be with you and give us wisdom. But America, our leaders are strategizing against organizing, against using Saul Alinsky's tactics that were dedicated to Lucifer against Israel and against the Judeo-Christian dimension of America. When somebody says, you know, I'm for America, that's from that mindset. What they're saying is, I'm for an Islamic America. I'm not for a Christian America. As a matter of fact, our president said, you know, America is no longer a Christian nation. Mm. I mean, he said this.
Which is a far cry from our first president, George Washington, opening to the Bible, you know, and kissing it when he was sworn in as a president.
Yeah, because he went through what it took to be able to get, you know, a country. Yeah. And it's like, and so if you have not gone to Wall Builders yet, we're going to make that available
yes.
to you on our links area. But so when this speech taking place in Congress is so important, call your congressperson and tell them, thank you so much for inviting him, the prime minister, to Congress. But realize our president, our reports are that he's upset. The vice president is not even going to attend. And the secretary of state is not going to attend. And these are the ones who've been organizing Israel, who threatened Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a potential third Intifada uprising. And Secretary of State John Kerry, mm-hmm. when we saw that on the news, you saw that here. And now they're like, we're not going to show up. And it's like, what, is your plans of strategizing, organizing against America,
right.
Israel not working? It's like, come on. This is good. It's good to stand with Israel. Listen, it really is. No matter what the world's convinced you of, it matters. The apple of God's eye. Listen, think about this. How could such a small piece of real estate cause you so much problems? Because it's God and you can't get rid of it. He's going to win. The problem is you got to be on the right side of that. And right now, you're being used to organize against God. So a fear of God, I just pray a fear of God would come over all the leaders who think they can organize against Israel and organize against a Judeo-Christian nation and against the church and be okay and call, you know, Libyan victims. You know, 21 Christians being beheaded, just call them Libyan victims or random violence for Jews. It's like, we got to stand up. This is so important. And the four blood moons, by the way, the next blood moon is on April the 3rd. April the 4th. And so this stuff is coming to a crescendo right here. And understand that if God is for you, who can be against you? So I just want to pray right now, Jonas. Father God, we just lift up our audience. We pray for protection over them. We pray that you would give them wisdom. We pray that you would give them a spirit of being prudent and being prepared.
Yes.
Lord God, and being vigilant in their prayer, but also in their action. Lord, I pray for our president and the salvation for him and his family, Lord God, and that you would stop this ungodly approach to trying to organize Israel. Lord, forgive us for the sin. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would begin to change things in our nation. Bring us back to the Judeo-Christian nation that you once, that we once were, Father God. But forgive us for the sins of our nation, God. Help us to acknowledge the sins, take them to the cross, and move on to a brand new Christian nation as you want it to be. God, we ask you, Lord, for a third great awakening. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, Father God. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.